الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Remembering Allah Almighty in old age Supplication of Attar O generous Lord, whosoever reads or listens to the booklet entitled Remembering Allah Almighty in Old Age Grant him the ability to worship you in every stage of his life, from youth to old age, and forgive him without accountability. Ameen. Bijahi Khatamin Nabiyyin Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Leading the angels in prayer. Virtue of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Sayyiduna Hafs bin Abdullah Rahmatullahi Alayhi narrates, I saw Imam al-Muhaddithin Abu Zurra rahmatullahi alayhi in a dream after his passing. He was leading the angels in prayer in the first heaven. I asked, O Abu Zurra, how did you receive this honor? He replied, I wrote 1,000,000 ahadith with my hand, and I would send salat upon the Prophet with each hadith. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, If a Muslim sends salat upon me once, Allah Almighty sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The righteous man who lived in solitude. The esteemed Tabi'i, Sayyiduna Ayyas bin Qatada rahmatullahi alayhi, was a leader of his tribe. One day he looked in the mirror and saw a white hair in his beard. So he supplicated, O Allah Almighty, I seek your refuge from a sudden accident. I know that death is pursuing me and I cannot save myself from it. He then went to his people and addressed them, O Banu Sa'd, I gave my youth to you, so grant me my old age. Meaning, I took care of your affairs in my youth. But you must allow me to worship Allah Almighty now in my old age. After this, he rahmatullahi alayhi went to his home and busied himself in worship until he rahmatullahi alayhi left this world. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let us listen to the translation of some Arabic couplets of admonition. Number one. O old man, do you still wander in ignorance? You have forgotten death, even though old age has arrived. The display of ignorance by you is not acceptable at all now at this age. Number two, the white hair on your head have decided, yet you still incline towards the world, and the fleeting thing, I world, is deceiving you. Number three, leave feeling regret over the temporary world, for you will die one day, and go forward, I worship, with such determination that contains no element of wrongdoing. Number four, by preventing myself from worship, I have adopted destruction, and I have burdened my back with weighty sins. By being disobedient, it is as though I have challenged my Lord, whilst He is the bestower of favours, bounties and generosity. As well as fearing His seizing, I also have hope in His forgiveness and pardon, and I have complete certitude that He is the just supreme judge. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. What have you sent ahead? The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Listen, there is an angel of Allah Almighty which calls out every day and night. O those who are 40 years of age, the time to reap the harvest has arrived. or those who are 50 years of age, prepare for accountability. Or those who are 60 years of age, what have you sent ahead and what have you left behind? Or those who are 70 years of age, what are you waiting for? Would that creation had not been created? And if it has been created, then would that it understood the purpose of its life and acted in accordance with it? Beware, the day of judgment has drawn close to you, so come to your senses. My beloved elderly Islamic brothers, old age is the time of regret and little hope. There are perhaps very few elderly individuals who do not feel regret over their past. If he is pious, then he will feel regret over his lack of worship and righteous deeds. If there is one who is still living a life of sin, then he probably has other regrets in accordance to his state and intentions, mu'adhallah, wishing that he had committed such and such sin too. Al-Aman wal-Hafiz. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to live our lives in accordance with His good pleasure. Remember that life is a trust and our body parts are also a trust from Allah Almighty. If we use them in the obedience of Allah Almighty, then that is excellent. But if not, our body parts will testify against us on the day of judgment, just as Allah Almighty states in verse 24 of Surah An-Nur. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yawma tashhadu alayhim alsinatuhum wa aydihim wa arjuluhum bima kanu ya'malun. Translation from Kanzul Iman. On the day when their tongues and their hands and their feet will bear witness against them concerning what they used to do. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. His excuse is not accepted. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah Almighty does not leave any excuse for the one whose life He extends until he reaches 60 years of age. It is mentioned in the commentary of this hadith in Fath al-Bari, meaning he cannot make an excuse that if I was given time, I would have fulfilled the commands of Allah Almighty. If he abandoned worship throughout his life, despite having the ability to do so, then he has no excuse in this age now, and he ought to seek forgiveness. After old age, there is only death. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayh states, there are two meanings of this narration. Number one, the meaning of A'adara is it takes away any excuses. Thus, the purport is that a person's excuse of spending their childhood and youth in heedlessness might be accepted. But the one who does not turn to Allah Almighty in old age, his excuse will not be accepted. This is because in childhood, one has hope of reaching youth, and in youth, one has hope of reaching old age. But what else does one await in old age other than death? If a person does not still worship, then he is worthy of punishment. None of his excuses are acceptable. Number two. The second meaning of A'adara is that a person is excused. Meaning, if there is an elderly person who cannot carry out much worship due to old age, but he did plenty of worship in his youth, Allah Almighty excuses him and records the worship of his youth in his book of deeds. 60 years is complete old age. An elderly worker is given a pension, and the Most Merciful Lord also grants his elderly slaves a pension. But a pension is only given to the one who serves in his younger days. Four stages of life. Allama Ghulam Rasool Radhavi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes the following in the explanation of this hadith. Doctors mention that there are four stages of life. Number one, the first is childhood and youth, and this is up until 30 years. Number two, the second stage is prime adulthood, and this is until 40 years. Number three, the third is late adulthood, and this is until 60 years. Number four, the fourth is old age, which is after 60 years. This is when a person's strength declines, his weakness and old age start to show, and death hangs above his head. This is the time to turn to Allah Almighty. It is narrated in Tirmidhi that Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam stated, the age of my nation is between 60 and 70 years old. There are very few people who live beyond this age. What we take from this is that a person remains strong until the age of 60, and then weakness and old age begin after this. At this age, Allah Almighty renders all his excuses unacceptable because the age of puberty till 60 years old is a lengthy period of time during which he can think and reflect. My dear elderly Islamic brothers, there is a saying, better late than never. If Allah forbid, you carried out acts of disobedience to Allah Almighty in childhood, adolescence and adulthood, then you still have time. So take benefit of it by repenting in the court of your merciful and generous Lord. There is still time yet. You are still breathing, and the world has not yet ended. All the stages that come about in a person's life have passed by. Childhood was spent in playing. Adolescence was lost in hanging out with friends. Adulthood passed by in heedlessness and folly. And now it is the time of old age, which will not leave until you are placed in the grave. The greatest counsel for the elderly is death. If a person does not awake from his stupor of heedlessness despite his old age, he should at least reflect over the fact that he will leave the world very soon. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. 70 years of worship. The Honorable Tabi'i Sayyiduna Masrook rahmatullahi alayhi would lengthen his prayers so much that his feet would begin to swell, causing his family to feel sorry for him and weep. One day his mother said, my son, why do you not take care of your weak body? Why do you place it through such hardship? Do you not feel any compassion towards it? You should rest a little. Has Allah Almighty created hellfire solely for you, such that no one else besides you will be cast into it? He replied, dear mother, a person should continue making effort in every state. Beloved mother, on the day of judgment, two matters will come to pass in regards to me. I will either be forgiven or I will be seized. If I am forgiven, then this is all out of the mercy and grace of Allah Almighty. And if I am seized, it will certainly be out of the justice of my Lord. So how can I rest now? I will continue to make every effort in defeating my carnal self, inshallah. When the time of his passing arrived, he began to weep. The people asked him, you have spent your entire life in worship, so why are you weeping? He replied, who should be crying more than me? The door which I spent 70 years knocking on will be open today. But I do not know whether the door of paradise will open or the door of hell. If only my mother had not given birth to me and I did not have to experience this hardship. May Allah Almighty have mercy upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Blessed white beard hairs. Sayyidina Abu Juhayfa radiyallahu anhu said, I saw whiteness on this part of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam whilst pointing towards the hairs between his lips and chin. The beloved Prophet's white hair. The Prophet's special servant, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu stated, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam left this physical world, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had less than 20 white hairs in his noble head and blessed beard. It was said, O Abu Hamza, his technonym, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's age had increased. He replied, Allah Almighty did not place the defect of old age in his beloved. Is this a defect? It was asked. Each one of you dislikes it, i.e. old age, he responded. May I be blessed to gaze upon his noble countenance. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's hairs on his head and in his beard did not become so white that they required dyeing. Only a few hairs were white. In this regard, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehlawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned that the white hairs were very few and some hairs had turned red, meaning they were about to become white. Such was the love of the noble companions radiyallahu anhum that they described him in such detail. May Allah Almighty allow us to remember this blessed appearance in the grave too, as success therein depends on this. The master poet Maulana Hasan Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi states, اتنی مدت تک ہو دیدے مصحف عارض نصیب حفظ کر لو ناظرہ پر پر کے قرآن جمال. Words, deed, vision, مصحف, noble Quran. عارض, countenance, جمال, beauty. Explanation of مولانا حسن رضا's poetry, would that I continue to gaze upon the beloved Prophet's beauty to such an extent that his beauty remains before my eyes in every state. Faking old age. Imitation can be a good thing, and in relation to this, I am presenting an interesting account here from part 1, page 54 of Madan-e-Akhlaq with some changes. At the time of his death, a comedian told his friend that when they are burying him, they should sprinkle some flour on his head and beard. His friend exclaimed, you made jokes and made light of things during your life. At least avoid it now in your final moments. If you truly wish well for me, you must do what I told you, he responded. Therefore, the friend agreed, and when burying him after his death, he sprinkled some flour on his head and beard. Some days later, he saw his deceased friend in a dream and asked, how did Allah Almighty deal with you? I was asked why I requested that flour be sprinkled on me. So I said, O Allah Almighty, I heard the statement of your beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَسْتَحْيِي عَنْ ذِشَّيْبَةِ الْمُسْلِمِ. Indeed, Allah is most merciful to the aged Muslim. Being old was beyond my control. So I thought that I should adopt the appearance of an elderly person. Allah Almighty said, Go, I have forgiven you. Rahmati haq bahana mijayad. Meaning that Allah's mercy does not demand a price, rather it seeks an excuse. White hairs will become light on the day of judgment. Many older people today dislike white hairs, even though having white hairs due to old age, whilst being a Muslim, is a great blessing. The final Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, "Do not pluck white hairs, as they will be a light on the day of judgment. The one who has one white hair, Allah Almighty will record one good deed for him, forgive one of his sins, and raise him by one rank." In another hadith, it is mentioned, "Man shaba shaybatan fil Islami kanat lahu nuran yawm al-qiyamah." Whosoever grows a white hair in Islam, it will be a light for him on the day of judgment. Meaning, if a person spends his youth and old age in Islam, it is a means to attain light. Thus, we come to know that in this regard, an old Muslim is better than a new Muslim. Based on this hadith, some scholars have said that a person should not pluck white hairs from the head or beard, as they are light. The punishment for plucking white hairs. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, "The one who intentionally plucks a white hair, it will become a spear on the day of judgment, which he will be pierced with." Who was the first person to have a white hair? Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first person to see a white hair. He alayhi salam asked, "O Lord, what is this?" Allah Almighty replied, "O Ibrahim, this is honor." He alayhi salam said, "O my Lord, increase my honor." The king who remembered death upon seeing a white hair. In ancient times, there was a king who kept a coffin in his home. When looking at it, he would remember his death. One morning, he looked at his face in the mirror and saw a white hair in his beard. So he announced, "There is no need for this coffin anymore, as a white hair has appeared in my beard, which is a heralder of death. So now I will remember death upon seeing it." White hairs appearing after black hairs. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, said to his son, "White hairs appearing amongst black hairs prevents you from disobeying Allah Almighty. Old age arrived, but evil traits did not depart." Sayyidina Bayazid Bistami rahmatullahi alayhi once looked in the mirror and saw white hairs in his head and beard. So humbly addressing himself, he said, "Zahara shaybu wa lam yazhab al-aib." Old age has arrived, but the defect has not gone. Jafar bin Muhammad Khurasani states, it was said to an old man, "What do you prefer in the life you have remaining?" He replied, "Crying over my sins." Repentance after 20 years. It has been said that a young man from Bani Israel worshipped Allah Almighty for 20 years and then spent the same amount of time disobeying him. One day, upon looking in the mirror and seeing the white hairs in his beard, he felt remorse over his disobediences and said in the divine court, "O Allah Almighty, I worshipped you for 20 years, then disobeyed you for 20 years. If I return to you, will you accept my repentance?" He heard a voice from the unseen, "You showed friendship to us, so we loved you. You left us, so we also left you. You disobeyed us, so we granted you respite. If you now return to us, we will accept you." Golden words of advice. Speaking about the value of life, Imam Abdul Rahman bin Al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi gives the following encouragement to those at the stage of old age to prepare provisions in the form of good deeds on their journey to the hereafter. O he who travels without provisions, the destination is very far. Whilst your eye is dry, your heart harder than iron, and you remain submerged in the sea of sins with every passing day, then who is more worthy of calamity than you? Sadly, youth could not awaken you, and old age could not frighten you. Worst of all, not even the whiteness of your hair could prevent you from sins. Your success seems very unlikely to me. Look at those who have concern for the hereafter and where they have reached. They have rolled up their comfortable beds and busied themselves in weeping in Allah's court and preparing for the hereafter. The tears that flow on their cheeks have left marks. O my brother, you wasted your life in play. Whilst others attained their goal, you remained behind. Have you ever heard that so-and-so returned after death and repented? O you who still has time to become fortunate, when will you escape from the trap of carnal desires, and when will you return to your glorified and mighty Lord? O pitiful one, if only you could see the grief of those who repent and witness the restlessness of those who fear due to the terror of the warning. Those who place the coolness of their eyes in prayer, zakat, and turning away from the world. The misfortunate ones have wasted their youth in heedlessness and their old age in greed and unrealistic hopes. You neither took benefit from your youth nor repented in old age. O you who ruined his youth and old age, old age has given you clear news of death. O wayfarer, you have crossed the limit. Shed tears over your predicament, lest you are rebuked. O you who has lived most his life, that which has passed cannot return. Advice has guided you, and old age has warned you that death is close and telling you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal insanu innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Translation from Kanzul Iman. O mankind, you indeed are hastening to your Lord, then you will meet him. My dear elderly Islamic brothers, this old age in particular is a time for repentance, seeking forgiveness and leaving sins. It is mentioned in a narration that the one who reached 40 years of age and his goodness did not outweigh his evil, he should prepare for hell. If there was no struggle in opposing the carnal self, people would not be given the name complete man. O dead heart, if you could not engage in good deeds in your youth, then incline towards them in your older age, for play is futile after the head turns white. Disobedience in old age is worse. When it will be said to you that you wasted your youth in heedlessness and now you cry over your lack of good deeds. If you knew of the punishment that awaits you, you would spend the entire night crying. The bell of old age is signaling your departure from this world. Prepare for the hereafter. For how long will you make excuses? For how long will you display laziness? How much heedlessness will you show? I do not find you with an excuse on the day of judgment. Your house of meeting is empty, but your house of separation is full. Step forward. Perhaps your wrongdoings will be removed through repentance and your sins forgiven. Perform such a prostration prior to true dawn that will grant you salvation from the terrors of the day of judgment. O you who repent, let us shed tears over our sins, for this is the time to weep. O those who put off repentance despite entering old age, O those who spent their youth in heedlessness, O those who have been rebuked in the divine court due to their misdeeds, you were heedless in your youth. If you remain deprived of repentance like this in old age, then when will you present yourself in the divine court? This is not the way of friends. Your outer appears in full splendor, but your inner is ruined and desolate. How many sins have you committed that have placed barriers between you and Allah Almighty? You spent the best days of your life in sins. When will you turn towards rectification? If you had sent forward good deeds in your past, your accountability would be easy. How will it become easy now that you have spent your life in heedlessness and amassing the material goods of the world? When old age warned you about death and you did not send forth any provisions, then what answer will you give? Would that somebody explain to me why sinners like their lives so much? Translation of some Arabic couplets. When the time for meeting and being pleased has left, you began to seek the return of the matter that has passed. Why did you not come, even though you had the chance to meet, and the whiteness of your old age was shinier than the whiteness of teeth? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Give this booklet to others after reading it. Earn reward by distributing booklets and pamphlets published by Maktabatul Madina during weddings, gatherings, death day anniversaries, maulid processions and other occasions. Also, make a habit of keeping some literature in your shop so that you can gift it to customers with the intention of reward. Spread the call to righteousness and earn abundant reward by having at least one Sunnah-inspired booklet delivered to each home in your locality every month. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Weekly booklet study. Alhamdulillah, His Highness Amir Ahl-Sunnah, founder of Dawood-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatul Aliyah, and his successor Al-Hajj Abu Usaid Ubaid Raza Madani Afi Anhu, encourage reading a booklet every week. By the grace of Allah Almighty, millions of Islamic brothers and sisters read or listen to this booklet and receive the blessings of supplications of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah and his successor. This booklet can be freely downloaded in audio format from Dawood-e-Islami's website www.dawoodislami.net or the Read and Listen Islamic Books application. Read it with the intention of gaining thawab, i.e. rewards, and distribute it for ithale thawab, i.e. conveying reward to your deceased loved ones. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.